AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Elon Musk's artificial intelligence chatbot Grok will join Google's generative AI engine in operating inside the Pentagon network. The move is part of a broader push to feed as much of the military's data as possible into the developing technology. Hegseth spoke yesterday at Musk's spaceflight company, SpaceX, in South Texas.
Very soon, we will have the world's leading AI models on every unclassified and classified network throughout our department.
The announcement comes just days after Grok, which is embedded into X, drew global scrutiny for generating highly sexualized deepfake images of people without their consent. Malaysia and Indonesia have blocked Grok, and the United Kingdom's independent online safety watchdog announced an investigation yesterday. In other news, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the sentencing of a Navy sailor for selling information to China.
25-year-old Jinxiao Wei was a former U.S. Navy sailor who was convicted of selling technical and operating manuals for ships and operating systems to an intelligence officer working for China. Wei was sentenced Monday to more than 16 years in prison. Wei was an engineer for the amphibious assault ship USS Essex and one of two California-based sailors charged in 2023. Prosecutors say Wei was recruited via social media in 2022 by a Chinese intelligence officer who portrayed himself as a naval enthusiast working for the state-owned China Shipbuilding Industry Corporation and was paid more than $12,000. Wei sold the Chinese intelligence officer 60 technical and operating manuals that detailed the operations of multiple systems aboard the Essex and similar ships, including those for weapons control. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. Russia is continuing to bombard Ukraine in multiple attacks.
Russia launched a second major drone and missile bombardment on Ukraine in 4 days, aiming again at the power grid and apparently snubbing US-led peace efforts as the war approaches the four-year mark. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says on social media Russia fired almost 300 drones, 18 ballistic missiles and 7 cruise missiles at 8 regions overnight. One strike in the northeastern Kharkiv region killed at least 4 people at a mail depot, and several hundred thousand households were without power in the Kyiv region. Zelensky adds, the daytime temperature in the capital was around 10 degrees Fahrenheit. The streets were covered with ice and the city rumbled with the noise from generators. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.